And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. I have one guest today, and it is our other co-host that does the other show, Matt Santos, and I will be doing a special show for Small Business Saturday. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, where it's heating season.
You mean duck season, don't you?
Heating season.
Duck season.
This could go on for a while, folks, so make sure you have your heating ducts checked and your furnace tuned up for winter.
Because it's duck season.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Take out the winter chill with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Twas the month of December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel, something big is coming. So magical and bright, making every family cheer with delight. Oh, to see the faces filled with glee as they skate on our ice rink or sit on Santa's knee. So bring the entire family. It's going to be so much fun. An amazing experience, second to none. See you this December, a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, but actually today is a special show, so there's two hosts. We both have shows. Myself and Matt Santos are here today joining forces for one show.
Just one show?
Just one show. Just
I was
going
to stick around the rest of the afternoon. You mean I got to leave after this one?
I would probably. They might just kick you out, Matt. Yeah. So we're here today to talk about Small Business Saturday. So, Matt, do you know what Small Business Saturday is or why it was created?
Well, no, but you gave me some nice lists here. So
I did. I prepared you some notes.
If any of you listen to the Talk of the Town, which I'm sure every single one of you do on the second Monday of every month, you know that I am never prepared. So why break tradition?
Exactly.
So Small Business Saturday was started up in 2010.
Right.
To make sure that businesses that were really, really hit hard by the downturn in the economy were able to survive.
Yeah, the recession. Yeah. So what makes it kind of interesting is I didn't know it was started by American Express.
Well,
so who says they don't do anything nice?
Well, you know, you want to spur some spending. You want to get some dollars moving in the economy. What better way than a credit card company?
Right. It was started.
I'll tell you, I'm doing my fair share. We were talking about that off mic a minute ago. Not American Express because they have standards, but other credit card companies have graciously allowed me to be their customer, and I will be for life. Will be a customer for life.
Customer for life.
It takes a long time to pay off that $750 that I have reached my max at. No, but yeah, the businesses that were hit especially hard with the downturn
right.
in the economy in the mid 2000s, going into the late 2000s, were small businesses. Obviously, it were, you know, nobody that follows the news is a stranger to the major corporations, the major investment companies and things that had government assistance. They had,
exactly.
There
were
some famous bailouts. That's a whole nother radio show to talk about those. and then the other companies who have the deep enough pockets, the major corporations that were able to weather the storm. But the small businesses, the
yeah.
mom and pops, as we know them,
exactly.
when their customers are struggling, you know, they struggle more than anybody.
And
so this
Chino
is a great
Valley
program.
Chino Valley is primarily composed of small businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, we really do have a ton of small businesses in Chino Valley and a lot more just popping up.
Yeah.
A lot of people working from home. You know, on a lot of entrepreneurs out in Chino Valley.
And for the most part, small businesses, well, I shouldn't even say that, but a lot of small businesses are what we would consider the extra kind of spending. And I'll put myself out there. What I do secularly with photography and things, or businesses like restaurants,
right.
coffee shops. Those are great businesses. They are the backbone of a community. But
absolutely.
At the same time, when money is tight, you're worried about the staples. You're worried about the rent, the mortgage. You're worried about your electrical bill and paying your car note or your insurance. Things that you cannot do without.
Yeah.
The extra night out a month or every week, whatever you
coffee.
Are, yeah, coffee other than your countertop coffee,
right? Exactly.
Extra expenditures,
getting your nails
yes,
done,
exactly.
your hair done. You know, all those things are extra.
Yes, and you just mentioned two that that thrive in Chino Valley
right.
when the economy's going well. Hair salons and things of that nature. They're not making any money off of me, those hair salons, but I do know that this is a thriving business in smaller communities.
Absolutely.
Often the hair salons, the nail salons, the barber shops are hubs of the community where people go to not only get a service done, but to socialize. So
and we do have a ton of
yeah,
service areas
do.
In Chino. I mean, there's so many different, like you said, service industry in
yeah.
Chino. So, you know, we've got tons of businesses like that.
Yeah. So when the economy is tight, that's when we as consumers then say, well, instead of paying someone to do this service for me, I'm going to jump on YouTube. I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to learn how to do it myself to save a buck or two. So this urging, this encouraging of spending money locally, supporting
right.
those small businesses when we can, doesn't just help those businesses, but it helps the entire community as a whole.
I'll tell you what, sometimes, you know, to save a buck or two, just... it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I did my own nails. you know, and thought, like, it can't be that hard. And I tried some certain things. And you know what, Matt? I could not get that stuff off of me. So I actually had to go to a professional to ask her to remove the disaster of my nails that I did myself.
Now, I have a, I won't mention him now, but I have a local mechanic that I trust that I've been using him for years. And he actually encourages me to try things on my own, because instead of a $150 repair, once I try it, it now is a $500 repair that he has to repair what I broke. So, yeah.
He encourages you, yeah.
Here, why don't you try this?
Try it first. And make sure. Well, yeah. So, this next part of the show, I really wanted to do a Stump the Mats. You've been around Chino Valley for a long time. And that Chino Valley area. So not to like date you, you know, but you've been around for a while.
A little bit.
Just a little bit, right?
So not like some of the families, some of you listeners out here have been here for generations, or our engineer here, Mason, born and raised. We're going to call him out. I try and get Bill to talk on mic.
Born and raised, refuses. In Chino Valley.
He's jumping on. Mason, get on. Turn your mic on.
Yes.
So you are a, I'm hijacking
I know,
the show.
I love
Lorette.
It.
How, you're born and raised in Chino?
Yeah, I was born and raised. I'm 18 years old, so I was born at Yavapai Medical, and then I've been in Chino ever since.
Okay, I have been here.
He knows
almost,
probably more than you do.
Oh, I've been here almost as long as you have, and I have seen just a fraction, I'm sure, of what you have. I don't get out much. give us your earliest memory of Chino Valley.
Earliest memory of Chino Valley was probably when I was 5 or 6. It rained extremely hard and it flooded our property, and our lab, she went running through it, kind of puddled up in our little lower portion of our property. She went running through it, probably doing about, it seemed to me, but like 80 miles an hour, but
oh
it was
gosh.
Most likely probably like 5. Well, and
think back, what year would this have been?
Ooh, that probably would have been 06, 05.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
There was a very, very wet monsoon season in 04, because that's when I moved out here, was at the tail end of monsoon season. And I had bought a house sight unseen off the internet in Baldwin. oddly enough, talked my wife into moving 900 miles away from home to an area she knew nobody in, no friends, family, or associates, bought a house sight unseen, and oddly enough, we're still married. That's pretty
good. That is pretty good.
But we moved to Paulden from Northern California, and I'm coming down, and I did have a brother in Prescott. And he had checked out the house, so he knew us. And he goes, I'm calling him on my way in. I'm going, I've never been here before. Where are you? I'm by a lake. He goes, by a lake? He's thinking the Dells, Watson or something. He goes, what town? I said, I think I'm in Paulden. I might be in Chino. He goes, there's no lake there. There's no lake there. And I'm here. I'm by a lake. The next day, I finally get to his house in Prescott. The next day, we drive out. And it was the wash there at Big Chino.
Oh, funny.
And he looks, he goes, I was here 3 days ago. This wasn't here. I was all excited. I thought I lived near a lake. I was all happy. And 3 days later, it was
dirty. It's all dried up and gone. All right. Well, we'll do a Stump the Mat. And Mason, you can join in too as well. So we'll do that. And that way we can kind of get some Stump the Mat questions. So, Matt, do you know what the first business in Chino Valley was?
The first business in Chino Valley.
Yeah.
Now, are we talking business in Chino Valley Incorporated or territorial?
Incorporated.
Incorporated. No. So we're looking like early 70s?
No, I would say not incorporated.
I would say, I would say cattle ranching.
Cattle ranching. That's kind of a good guess. So actually, the first one that's in existence, and it's still in existence today, does that give you kind of a clue?
Circle K. No?
I don't think they had Circle K, no. But they definitely did have the Log Cabin.
Oh,
the Log Cabin was
Dave
there. They started in 1925.
That was, you interrupted me. I was going to say the Log Cabin is what I was going to say.
Yeah, the Log Cabin. That's exactly what you were going to say. But I got to, you know, the Log Cabin was first, what I understand was a beauty shop before.
Really?
They said that it took the guy 3 loads of logs to come through, and he built a restaurant. And that's what he had wanted to do first, and then it kind of evolved. But that log cabin has been there since 1926.
And that is a beautiful building. It was an odd thing for me to see, coming from a metro area, to see a bar right across the street from a school. Not something you usually see. But because of the history and because of the way that stuff was built, I know that it was kind of grandfathered
A restaurant. So yeah. I just can't believe it took them 3 loads of logs to come back and forth and bring the logs into Chino Valley.
A beautiful building. Beautiful historic
absolutely
building.
Absolutely beautiful. And I hear there's a ghost that lives there.
Well, I won't be going to the log cabin anymore. Thank
well,
you for
hey,
that.
Ghost hunters probably love that.
Now, friend of Chino Valley, longtime resident, I'm going to out her here, Roxanne Hull. She works for Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Her dad, Mr. Baker, who I got to know a little bit before he passed, had some incredible stories of the Baker boys and the log cabin. So any of you out there, if you know Roxanne, corner her someday and ask her to regale you with some interesting stories of the Baker boys and their exploits with the log cabin. You will be thoroughly, thoroughly entertained.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Sounds so fun. You know, I can't even believe that it's still around.
Yeah.
Like you said, especially across the street from high school. I just love Chino Valley. Well, we'll be back with more from Matt and I in just a few moments.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for 3 generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Life moves fast. Keep up with high-speed internet from Sparklight. For a limited time, get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Get free installation and add unlimited data. Call Sparklight at 877-687-1427. Start enjoying reliable streaming and faster downloads for just $45 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 or visit sparklight.com/offers for details. Offer ends December 31st, 2019. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. You are lucky enough today to have two hosts. It is myself and Matt Santos, and we're here today talking about Small Business Saturday.
You mentioned my name. That sound you heard was all those stations being changed.
All the clicks over.
They're like, not that Santos guy again.
Not that guy. Yeah. Well, Matt, before we left on the other segment, we were talking about some of the oldest businesses in Chino Valley. And I actually got this information from the Chino Valley Historical Society. So thank you guys for being so historical. Letting us know all the
good
stuff.
That is Lorette's kind way of saying thank you to the elderly folks in town.
Anyway,
I will say welcome on all of our behalves for,
yes,
old people everywhere.
For everyone. So the next one I was going to talk to you about was a business that started in 1930s, and it got sold off to a business that's still there. Do you have any idea what it would be?
Yes, because I think I cheated during the commercial break.
Oh, you totally saw.
Was that Chino Grain?
It is.
That became Olson's Grain, a fantastic sponsor and family and backer of all things entertainment and education and everything. So
yeah,
those folks, not to mention they've also been very supportive of our local law enforcement community.
Absolutely.
By helping out with the canine units and things like that.
Right.
So those good folks at Olson's
Chino
are much
Grain,
appreciated.
Chino Grain started it in 1930, and then in 1970s it was purchased by the Olson's.
Why, so, that reminds me of 1970 when the town of Chino Valley was incorporated. How's
that
for
us? That's
true. That's what we call in the business a segue.
Yeah, not something that you ride, right? It's not one of those things that you ride.
Not me. Nobody wants to see that. We are preparing for a huge celebration in Chino Valley.
In
2020, the Labor Day weekend, which is traditionally our territorial days events, territorial days parade and,
right,
and festival atmosphere around Memory Park, kicked off by the Horses with Heart event that Friday.
Right.
Every
Sequence
year.
And Saddles.
Sequence and Saddles.
And then we have the territorial weekend,
yeah,
which this year we're going to beef it up a little.
Yeah. And then capped off typically with the corn dinner, the FFA corn dinner. Well, yeah, it's territorial days on steroids this year.
Exactly.
As we celebrate the 50th anniversary, the Golden Jubilee of Chino Valley.
Golden.
Now, obviously, Chino Valley as a territory and as a community has been along much longer than that, into the hundreds of years, obviously. But we were incorporated as a town September of 1970. So that means September 2020 is our 50th anniversary. So we're kicking it off with a lot of stuff going on. There is a link to that at chinoaz.net, the town's website, with the town's web home.
Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on that day.
Yeah, in that news flash, mm-hmm, on the website, there's a link to the 50th anniversary.
And I think right now we can actually buy merchandise.
Well, you can buy some commemorative license plates.
Ew.
Some very nice t-shirts by our Chino Valley's own Tom Payne of Tom's Print and Sign.
Yeah, they do fantastic.
Yeah. And
maybe
some
socks.
Some socks. And let's stop there. I'm sure you can get other intimate apparel. Tom would be happy to print for you.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But as far as the official merchandise, let's say, you know, some...
The
some
official merchandise is short sleeve, long sleeve t-shirts.
Yeah.
And license plates.
We have...
Bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers, yes.
Yeah.
We have some very nice magnets featuring featuring a really nice design that was done by some students at Chino Valley High School with Mr. Foster's class, Mr. Alan Foster's design class. So, but capping off the weekend will be a we haven't inked all the stuff yet, but a very nice concert street dance type atmosphere. So stick around and stay tuned for details on that. Who's going to be playing the celebration stuff? We have a time capsule we'll be bearing that day. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on. If you are interested in participating in that festivity. We do meet, we've had some preemptives because of the holidays, but January we will kick it off again. This coming January, the very first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., starting again in January, we have a committee meeting. So if you got some ideas,
yeah,
you just want to take part.
Yeah, have people join our committee. I mean, they're probably sick of us.
You can knock that probably out of there. That's a that's a redundant word. They don't. But yeah, there's a lot of activities that you can take part in.
Right.
And we're gonna really hit the ground running come. Oh, you know what? Now that we're talking about it, Will Williams, who many of you know is the columnist for the Chino Valley Review, and his group of volunteers have done a dynamite job putting together a hardcover coffee table yearbook type thing. A big book, a hardcover, beautiful book.
What's going on in Chino Valley, the businesses that have been around for 50 plus years, and that's kind of what we were talking about.
Primarily small businesses.
Exactly, primarily small businesses. And that's why we are doing, you and I are going to be going joining forces this Saturday.
That's this Saturday?
That is Saturday. The Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we're just calling it Small Business Appreciation Day.
Yes.
So we're asking people to come by the chamber and just come on in from 10 to 2.
One thing to keep in mind, this is not just for chamber members.
Right.
We want anybody to stop in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody that has a small business, or if you work for a small business, stop in. It's going to be kind of a meet and greet, eat some hors d'oeuvres, have some leftover turkey. No, just kidding. Leftover turkey sandwiches. But really what we want to do is appreciate all the small businesses in Chino Valley. And I know we have some surprises for them.
Surprises. We're not going to tell you what they are. You got to show up to find out.
Yeah. But, you know, they're marketing surprises.
Yes, to help you promote your very own business.
Right. We're asking all the businesses out there, you know, to stop in. And it's really, it's our way of giving back the town and the chamber, and to say thank you to all the small businesses. So if you do end up stopping by the chamber from 10 to 2, you will not regret it.
Yeah.
It'll be definitely worth your while, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff happening that day.
Do you got some more quizzes for me?
I do. I actually do. So it's still the Stump the Mat. There was something else that started in 1914. And you kind of hit it earlier talking about some of the old farming. But I'll give you a hint. It was at the Cooper Ag Center. Do you know what that was?
No, but I do know what the Cooper Ag Center is.
Oh, see, that's a plus.
It's, well, you can't miss it coming into town. Kitty corner right across from the high school and the log cabin. The Cooper family ran that Ag Center and really caught my eye when I first moved out here. Again, like I said, coming from a metro area.
Right.
Out of state, not being used to the ag type of atmosphere. To see a working farm, not only so close to the high school, but ran by high school students.
Right.
Raising livestock.
Now it's run by high school students.
Yeah.
Back then in 1914, it was the Prescott Farms Company and Haciampa Alfalfa Farm.
Ooh.
So they were basically the first entrepreneurs in Chino Valley.
Nice.
So they're the first to sell the alfalfa, the first to get out there. So that's why everything kind of started right there.
Yeah.
They were selling plots of 40 acres around that area. So, which makes it kind of interesting.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, 1914.
And to see what it's come, you know, in the 100-plus years.
Right.
To give students, give kids the opportunity to learn skills that not only will help them out in their, you know, in their personal lives as far as understanding the ag community, but many of those students, those guys and gals, are leaving school and being able to get very nice paying jobs.
Exactly.
Locally and around the state, doing exactly what they learned at Cooper Ag,
and it's a fantastic program. And we're totally partnering up with the Cooper Ag Center and with the high school, and we're starting our very own farm and ranch show.
Oh, nice.
And that's going to be held on May 16th.
Very
so
nice.
So it's kind of Chino Valley's version of the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah.
So we're going and doing our farm and ranch show.
Very nice.
I think that'll be great.
If you want to get some really good history about Cooper Ag and see what type of things they're doing over there, Territorial Days, the FFA corn dinner. You can see it right there.
Yeah.
And, in case we haven't mentioned it yet, in 2020, that's our 50th anniversary.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, who doesn't love the corn dinner? I love
it's
it.
It's fantastic.
I always have like a contest next to the people that are sitting next to me who could eat the most corn. And, yeah.
Have you relinquished your crown yet?
No.
The corn queen?
I keep trying to get the crown, the corn queen. I love corn. So it just doesn't work out. So well,
corn flakes, corn bread, corn whiskey. Which one do you like best? You're basically a vegetarian.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Except I eat meat.
It's like, you know, corn whiskey.
Corn everything. I know. Corn is a great product. You're the one that told me that. Actually, like, of all the things that you can do with corn.
Sadly, you didn't know that before.
No, I did know that before. I just didn't realize that corn had so many things you could do with it. You were like Bubba Gump, you know, going off with all like, the listings of corn that one day that I saw you and talked to you. So, yeah. But, yeah, isn't it amazing all the small businesses that we have in Chino Valley and the way it's all, you know, and how long they started, 1914 all the way to present, and that we've got all those things.
What?
Got corned beef.
Mason's flashing me signs like, I can't read that. I'm an old man with glasses on top of my head.
It's corned beef hash. Come on.
Oh, yes.
The mixture of both animal products and farm and vegetarian products.
Absolutely.
Corned beef hash.
Yep. All right. Well, stay tuned for more, and we'll be back with more on Matt and Lorette's show.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Here's when the Coyotes visit the Anaheim Ducks Wednesday at 7:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paul, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Pros, shop Lowe's Black Friday deals and put the savings toward your bottom line. Deals like your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless brushless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values, including kitchen suites as low as $11.69 when you order large volume purchases through our quote support program. For these Black Friday deals and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliances offer valid through 12/5. Tools offer valid 11/28 through 12/4. Volume discount terms and conditions apply. U.S. only.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The man who killed a police dog in El Mirage Friday has killed himself. Police say 38-year-old Joe Ruelas is accused of killing canine unit dog Cokie. El Mirage Police Chief Paul Marzocca credits Cokie with saving the lives of the officers.
I believe it did, because when Cokie engaged the suspect, we had a couple officers that are in pretty good shape, so I'm sure they would have caught this gentleman. Him having a handgun on him, he would have taken it out and used it, especially knowing that he didn't want to go back to prison.
Sergeant Robert People says the call started as a domestic violence situation.
A female had reported that the male subject, that Mr. Ruelas, had put a knife to her head and threatened to kill her.
Ruelas went into a nearby house to hide, but the occupants left. That's when he fled to a nearby alley.
Took off down an alleyway, and that's where officers engaged. A short firefight with them.
A candlelight vigil was held for Cokie Saturday night in El Mirage. Mostly clear this evening, chilling late tonight to a very breezy 27, blowing in a big chill, and holiday showers and snow, with a sunny high of only 43 tomorrow, a windy 47 Wednesday, blowing in evening rain, and a rainy, snowy 41 for your Thanksgiving Day high. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling before dawn tomorrow to near 30, with a sunny Tuesday high of only 51, showers arriving Wednesday afternoon and rain Thursday, with highs near 55 and 48. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of a Town Chino Valley will return in just a moment on KQ&A.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads. But we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter. And not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
It's one of the last flowing rivers in the Southwest, and it takes a group effort to keep it flowing. It's led by the Friends of the Verde River, and you can be a part of it. The Urban Farm discusses the importance of chill hours for your citrus and fruit trees to make citrus and fruit, and ways to remodel your outdoor space. So come on in and spend some time at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and other host, Matt Santos. We're here today talking about Small Business Saturday that is happening this weekend, November 30th on Saturday, this Saturday. So it's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which makes sense because we were talking about, you know, Black Friday, everyone's rushing out, and you really want people to shop local.
Well, I tell you, not much to venture out of my sweatpants or living room on holidays. Nobody enjoy. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. The vast majority of sane people do not enjoy going shopping on Black Friday. Because the nightmares of the major department stores, the major corporate, malls and things
absolutely.
Like that. Which is great. Go support the local economy. Go support the mall. There's some great independent shops in there. But having said that, what better way to do some shopping for any occasion than to go to a little mom and pop shop?
Absolutely.
Whether it be a clothing or,
just anything. There's all
whatever.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, when it's time to get something.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, the lines.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about, you know, pushing and shoving, people biting you. I mean, just all experiences that I've personally had.
Note
it might have been my small child biting me.
Note to self, never go shopping with Lorette.
And, well, unless, you know, I'm a great shopper. You know,
biting people.
No, I actually just make sure, you know, you make sure that you have some food. And, you know, some drinks with you.
Speaking of food, I mean, you know, if you're looking to go grab a bite, whether it be on, any day of the week, you know, do you want to go to the assembly line? We're all guilty of it. You got to grab something quick. Go in, grab something through a drive-through, whatever.
Absolutely.
That's fine. But you want to really sit back, enjoy a great conversation with somebody sitting around a table, have a nice, relaxing meal. Nothing better than going to an independently owned place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've got plenty of them.
We definitely do in Chino. So, Matt, how do businesses, because now it's Small Business Saturday, it's Awareness Week. What do I do? How do I get ready for, if I was a business, how would I get ready for Small Business Saturday? What are some of the things I could do?
Well, let me just, speaking off the top of my head, not using notes at all. No, we've got you. Thank you for providing me with these. These are some great reminders.
Absolutely.
A lot of them we know, and then we don't think about them.
Or we forget to do them.
Yeah, I'm putting myself in that as a small business owner myself. You know, all these great ideas you have at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're staring at the ceiling, and then during the course of the day, we get so caught up in the course of the day that we forget.
Right.
Top one, get web ready. Is your web, because so many people rely not just on traditional websites anymore, but on social media to pair that with your traditional advertising,
right,
which still works great. You can contact KQ&A 99.9 FM and 1130 AM for all of your on-air radio broadcast needs, kqna.com. But coupled with that are some great opportunities for creative, eye-catching things for your website.
Right. Some deals, you know, maybe start looking at some creative deals, some things that you can do for your customers.
Clickable buttons for downloadable coupons or things you can stick on your phone.
Oh, yeah, coupons
are
great.
QR codes that you can have for specials and things. There's so many good ideas on here. I'm going to, you know, extending your hours. Typically, we don't think of, you know, well, places usually close early on Saturdays. Well, you know what? The vast majority of us work through the week. On the weekend is when have time.
Absolutely.
To slowly wander through shops and stores. So maybe look at extending hours on the days when the customers are available.
Or, you know, have, like, you know, some performers or have somebody sing or, you know, just have awesome music in the background. Just something to entice people to come in.
You know, this is, okay, I like this one. Invite a local celebrity or official. Lorette Brashear is available for personal appearances at your business.
We'll definitely stop it.
That means I got to put on something other than my sweatpants.
Exactly.
This one really catches my eye. Thank you for highlighting it. Join forces. Now, the vast majority of small businesses in and around specifically Chino Valley, but all through the Quad City areas, are not in a major shopping center. We just don't have that many major shopping centers, but even the ones that are, partner with your neighbor. So if you're in a smaller business compound, a smaller, you know, 3, 4, 6 storefront, I hate using the word strip mall, but that's, you know, the commercial building. Who are your neighbors on the left, on the right, above or below you? If you are a coffee shop and there's a bakery next door, get with them, do some specials. There's a fantastic used bookstore right in Chino Valley. What better way to, and they do this periodically, what better way to let people peruse your books than to get with a local
taco
bakery,
shop.
The taco shop next door, a coffee shop, and partner in. Have a little area where they can sit, where your customers can sit.
And this is exactly how we came up with this idea, is partnering together, because it was theoretically just the chamber going to do a small business Saturday. But what I really wanted to do was make it bigger than what I could make it and just kind of partner with the town.
And a great way to get to know your neighbors, and we're not even necessarily talking about the ones that share walls with you.
Right.
But up and down the highway, a great way to do that, shameless plug again, is come on down Saturday the 30th at 10 a.m. to the chamber, which is located at...
at 175 East Road 2 South. So what I tell everyone, and I get this call all the time, we're across the highway from Maverick and across the street from Shell Little Caesars Pizza, too.
Right near the fire station.
And right near the fire station.
But come on down Saturday. We all know from driving up and down the highway the different business logos, the banners, the signs. And we may even know the business owners, managers, and employees from seeing them around, whether it be shopping or at Little League games or wherever.
Right.
But this is a time in a very casual atmosphere. Grab a little bite to eat,
for
hang out.
Any business.
Yeah.
We're not saying just chamber members, anybody.
And sit and casually talk
and
with them.
And if you're an owner and can't make it, you know what? Bring somebody down, have them come down, and at least, because it will be worth their while. I love the fact that we've teamed up, and like we said, we won't reveal the secrets. Ha ha ha. But what we're going to do is some really fun marketing opportunities that maybe small businesses don't get a chance to do, or they're not sure how to do it.
Exactly. So we want to offer some ideas to you in the area of marketing, getting the word out there. So don't forget, when you come, if you have some handout flyers, business cards obviously are great, or anything that you're currently using.
Dress nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dress nice. Don't wear your sweatpants. I mean, you can.
I can, because I'll be. Oh,
you can. I'll be in my sweatpants too. No.
But bring something to trade, like I say, whether it be a business card or whatever. Anything that's working for you, trade some ideas. If you're finding it working for you, share that. If you're struggling to get shoppers, get customers in on certain days, ask those that are going to be there on the 30th at 10 a.m. at the chamber with this small business meet and greet appreciation.
Yeah.
What is working for you? This is working for me. Maybe you guys can try.
That's the question I get asked all the time. You know, what can I do, or what works here and what doesn't work? And you know, and it's hard because Chino Valley is a different type of environment. You know, we're not Prescott. We're not Prescott Valley. And so certain advertising just doesn't work in our area.
One thing that, and you mentioned getting somebody, a performer or something, inside your store, and you may not think your business lends itself to something like that. When you think of, and we'll plug him away, Darren Mahoney, who was a guest on my show here a couple of weeks ago at Talk of the Town.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He is fantastic, singer, songwriter, guitar player, a guitar teacher. When you think of a musician in a business, you typically think in a restaurant, you typically think in a coffee shop or something. But I have seen the artists, the musicians, get very creative in the venues that they play, whether it be a clothing boutique or even a bookstore. Any type of a business where you want your customers to feel relaxed, get a little,
tire shops,
anywhere. And this is why, get a little, entertainment. 'Cause what does that mean? They're going to be in your door, under your roof, for just a little longer. And we're not necessarily saying have a full band in there blowing them out, but somebody sitting back playing background type music, and we see it at local breweries, at Insurgent, at coffee shops, at restaurants, at any venue, any store, any business, to have something to keep the customer in for a few extra minutes. And not only are you exposing them to your services, your wares, but you're also supporting a local independent artist.
Right.
So find those folks out there who have an art, a skill that they can demonstrate inside of your business, and support them. And you will find that it goes a long way to getting new customers and retaining the customers you have.
And I think we mentioned social media, you know,
yes.
Get your presence ramped up on social media. If you're offering any specials, you know, kind of like a Black Friday special, make sure people know what that is.
And that we'll give out a little secret on what we're doing. That's some of the things we'll be working on Saturday. It's kind of encouraging you and giving you some ideas that maybe you are either not thinking about or you've kind of put on the back burner. We all get busy. Life gets in the way.
Absolutely.
Running a business can get in the way of succeeding in business sometimes. So we have some ideas. We have some tips. We have some tools. We have some things that
some fun
that
things that we're going to be doing. So Small Business Saturday, stop by at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce from 10 to 2. It's kind of a meet and greet, and we've got surprises and promotional things that will be helping any business out. So it's going to be a really great time.
And I would be remiss to not say this. Second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. is our town council meetings, with the exception of this month. We're only having one meeting. But in general, find out what's happening in and around your town by attending the town council meetings.
Well, we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it, Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. Think a hot link sausage hoagie with peppers and onions, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, hot Italian sausage served over rotini with PBC's specialty spinach pesto, and jambalaya with andouille and shrimp over hot right rice. A different entree each week of the month. At only $13.99, you can enjoy all four. Stop in any time for a great meal and great beer. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery for over a quarter of a century.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and we're back. So here's the time where you take out your calendars for some special events. We said we've got Small Business Saturday on November 30th, and that's this weekend here at the Chamber of Commerce. We also have December 3rd, Women in Business. It is a cocktail mixer at El Parisio, and that time is at 5 p.m., so when it's a pink elephant gift. So come on down for that. And Matt, I know you've got some final words.
Just want to encourage everybody to follow the town social media stuff. Obviously, Facebook, Town of Chino Valley AZ, chinoaz.net is our web home. And so all our social media stuff is up in the corner, including our YouTube channel and everything. We encourage you also Instagram and Twitter at CVAZTown if you want to know what's happening in between my ears. You can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at msantos_photo. And that will either be entertaining or scare the children. Not sure.
And for anything else that's going on at the Chamber and all the events that are happening in Chino Valley, we also have free pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And then December 14th, we have a December to Remember at Chino Valley. So make sure to tune in. And also check us out on our chamber calendar, which is chinovalley.org.
Nice. Thank you, Mason, for making sure we could be heard. And I'm the jury's still out. Bill Monroe, who usually sits in that chair, is on vacation. Has he really earned that vacation? We're not sure. First one in 15 years.
Forever. Yeah. That's crazy.
My goodness.
Well, we'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.5 FM.
You've been listening
FM,
to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.